Hello and welcome to my International Happiness Podcast. The happy stories of five international best friends in their study abroad program in Page. Welcome to episode 5, my last episode in the series of International Happiness Context. This one is hosting a story of Hussein, third year law student at the University of Page, Hungary. His story is about his general happiness in Page, including one special happy moment, which is happening right now. Hi, Hussein.
Hi.
So, do you see yourself as a happy person in Page?
Oh, yes. I'm really happy to live here. You know, it's a small city, but there are many students, so there is good atmosphere here.
Nice, good to hear. So, I guess you will stay here for one more semester, right?
Right, yeah.
So, do you think the next semester will be the same for you, like this happy?
I think it will be even better than last semester. When I first came here, I couldn't speak in English very well. But now I improved my English and I think the next semester will be better.
Nice. Okay. And why did you choose this story? Is there any special factor?
Actually, I wrote about my general happiness in Page, but then I added a special moment about the time that you asked me to join your podcast.
Okay, then, if you let me do that, I would like to read your story a lot. Is it okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then. Let's hear the story of Hussein. Actually, when I think about this semester, I can tell many happy stories. Since September, I met many good people and I've made many unforgettable stories with them. I traveled to some countries. Since it was the first time that I was traveling abroad, the experience was so different for me. I've seen many cultures and each moment included happiness and all of them were so precious for me. Especially the night when I celebrated my birthday was awesome. I was so happy with my Erasmus friends. But when you asked me to write my happiest moment for your podcast, I felt really special. I was so glad to hear that you picked me as one of your best friends for your last episode. Since I'm really excited right now, this is a special happy story of mine which I want to share for this podcast. So that was all. Thank you, Hussein. I'm glad that you are happy to be a part of my project. I hope the happy moments will be with you all the time. So, and this is the half of my last episode of International Happiness Podcast. Last time, I mentioned about a surprise guest that I was going to host. Guess what? It's me. As being a last guest, I would like to tell you about my happiest moment in Page. And here we go. Since I came here last year, I've always been a happy person. I think this is because I had good people with me. When I think of my many good memories, the moment when I heard bad news from my family comes to my mind. The moment doesn't include happiness, but that day after I heard about my uncle's death gave me the opportunity to see the kindness of my real friends. Without any hesitation, Marlene, my German friend, took me for shopping. We took a walk, and drank coffee together. We talked a lot. I really felt that she was with me at that time. It meant a lot to me. Vesi, my Bulgarian friend, kept writing to me and asked how I was feeling. It meant a lot to me. My lovely French roommates, Caroline and Estelle, knocked my door so many times. They came into my room, sat with me, and shared my sadness with me. It meant a lot to me. Now, when I look back to that day, I see my happiness coming from my real friends' beautiful souls. My real friends make my happiest moments in Page. They are my happiest moments in Page. This is the end of the fifth and the last episode of my International Happiness Podcast, Stories by Five Best Friends from Around the World in Page. And the song Air of Happiness by Michael Statis is taken from freemusicarchive.com. So, this is the end of the series of Happiness Podcast, which I enjoyed a lot in this process. This may be an end, but please make sure that your happiness never ends in your life. So, hope to see you next time with another project, maybe. Take care and bye-bye.